5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Good afternoon. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I am pumped for this. We have not done this before. I don't think we've just like brought a group of fans in the studio, and you guys made the trek down here, but we've got the Outlaws of Moby in the studio here live. Oh my goodness. Wow. You guys are way too young to know 1980 sitcoms, but we have a live studio audience back there. It's fantastic. All right, so we have the Outlaws of Moby. We got 4 of the 7. It was probably a good thing, because I don't know that we could have fit 2 more or 3 more in here. There's my math. We got Dallas Fleckenstein. We got Todd Asoba. We got Anthony Bars. And we got Jason Allen. I didn't do it, see?
Yeah. Josh
you got, you got the cowboy hats rocking and rolling. I absolutely love it. I love your story, and I want to get into the story in a moment. And it just, again, it speaks to your guys' fandom. It speaks to Nico Medved and Erica Medved and what they're all about, the great people that they are. But you're freshmen, so this is a brand new tradition that you guys started. Let's start over here. Dallas, let's start with you, man. You could bring that microphone right over there, Dallas. So how did this start? You guys woke up one day and said, we're gonna put on some cowboy hats and go to a game, or what? What's going on?
Well, it was kind of funny. So we were all planning on doing something coordinated at the basketball games. We went to the very first game. I can't remember if it was Little Rock, but we went to the scrimmage against I forgot exactly what school it was. But we had a little get-together planned with a bunch of friends, and it was a cowboy theme, little party. And we were like, oh, you know what? Well, we all have cowboy hats now. Let's show up to the game. And, like, the first game we went to, you know, we had people coming up to us saying, oh, we love this. This is great. And you guys look awesome. And so from there on, we're just like, let's kick it. You know, we'll go to every single game with the cowboy hats on.
Now, are any of you guys, like, cowboys at heart? You didn't have them. You bought them new. So you were already kind of a cowboy. Like, a cowboy hat wearing or a cowboy?
Cowboy. I was a ranch hand.
Okay, so you
years.
Got. So you were already kind of in that realm. And then you guys were like, hey, let's join the party, man. Yeah, let's get these hats going. You'll do the bandanas, too, right, during the games?
We do want to get the bandanas going.
So, all right, so you decide you're going to go. When did the name come about? Todd, tell us a little bit about that.
So the name, funny story, is so we were walking through actually Anthony's hallway in his dorm, and we were all wearing the hats, and some of the guys in the hall don't really like us, and they saw us with the hats. They go, oh, look out, guys. It's the Outlaws coming through. Yeah. And we go, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what to call ourselves, and as soon as they heard that, they're like, that's it.
So why don't the guys in the – you guys seem like nice guys. Why don't they like you? What's going on? They just don't like the Cowboys hats?
They see the hats. Yeah. They don't sometimes on, like, Friday nights, Saturday nights, we're in Anthony's room just listening to music, and they think it's too loud, but it's like it's 9 o'clock.
Jeez, it's college, man.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I don't quite get it. Yeah, we don't exactly 100% get it. They're just, I don't know. They're just hate us to hate us, I guess.
People fear what they don't understand, right?
I don't understand
the Outlaws of Moby. Anthony, jumping over to you. So you guys have been to every game then, starting with that scrimmage. You guys have been to every home game. Yep. Few road games, obviously, up north. You guys went up there, and that was a friendly environment, right?
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Very.
I felt totally safe.
Well,
it all started at the Oral Roberts game, and every single game, it's just been – we come with a lot of passion at every single basketball game, and we wanted to just, like we want to be – oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're good, man. You're good. It's totally fine. It's
you
got to save that energy for the games, too. So I don't want to take it. I don't zap it.
There you go. We want to embody the Ram pride. That's what I was trying to get.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. And so when you guys are sitting on the sidelines there, I mean, does Coach Medved come up to you guys ever? I mean, I know you guys mentioned you're sitting fairly close to his wife, Erica. So talk to us about that.
No, she comes over, says hi to us, and Nico will hype us up, and it's so fun to be able to create a relationship with Erica Medved and all of the other Ram boosters and season ticket holders that want to come up to us and say hi to us.
Jason, I saw that you guys took a picture with the new football coach, Jay Norvell, too, when he was at Moby.
That was crazy. He came up to us and he was interacting with all the fans. It was just kind of... I hadn't seen that one before. He was coming, like, every row he was going
nuts,
down, shaking everyone's hands, you know, taking pictures with everybody, joined in with the Moby madness on the other side. I just thought it was really cool.
Do you see so more and more people are they're coming up to you, they're recognizing you, and they're like, hey, man, keep it going.
Alumni will always come up to us, and hey, I love what you guys are doing. You can keep up the spirit. There are a few people who sit courtside. They always talk to us during the game, kind of talk smack with us. Yeah. You know, yep. It's always yeah. fun.
So freshmen, so obviously the plan is to grow this brand, right? I mean, yes. The other three, all seven of you guys are like committed, right? You're saying, hey, from this point to whenever, we are going to be going and we're going to be sitting in those same spots. Yep. We're going to be watching this team. And that's the plan, right?
Oh, yeah. We haven't really, you know, we just started it this year. We didn't really know what we wanted to do, but now we're kind of focusing in on what we're kind of wanting to do.
I mean, it's something you guys look around. I mean, college or the pros, and these like fan bases, these groups, these fun, almost secondary mascots, they become kind of part of the thing, man, part of the experience. So, Dallas, do you look at that and go, man, we're creating something pretty big here? Where obviously we could do this and be a huge fan base for a while, but maybe we hand our hats off sometime to the next freshman when you guys graduate.
Yeah. So when we're seniors, we're gonna look. You know, we're gonna go to that final season that we have. You know, as Rams, and we're gonna look for the most exciting group there, and we're gonna contact them, and we're gonna say, hey, do you want us to hand you the reins?
Yeah.
And you wear the hats, and you go to every game, and you have the same commitment we did. We'll give them everything from the Twitter to the Instagram to everything.
Oh, wow. So you turn over all the social media.
Torch a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
I think that would be absolutely amazing. And again, this is what we're seeing, the Moby madness. It's just absolutely nuts. And I think that part of Moby madness, part of what can help that grow, is groups like yourself. Todd, looking at you, I mean, obviously this group got so big, you guys were like, hey, we want to go to the Mountain West Conference Tournament. Yeah. We want to get to Vegas, but we're in college. I was in college. I know how that goes. You don't have a lot of money.
Oh, God, no. I have nothing. Yeah.
So you're like, all right, let's put together a GoFundMe page and try to raise some dollars. And to your surprise, you get a big chunk of change from the head coach and his wife.
Oh, yeah. So that started as a joke because we're like, oh, we could go. Let's start a GoFundMe. We'll see what happens. And we're all expecting, maybe $20 gets tossed in, maybe at max $100. And within like 3 hours, we look, it's at $300. And we're like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting in my room. I get a call from Ant, and he goes, you'll never guess what just happened. And I go, what do you mean? What just happened? He's like, just come here. I ran downstairs, went over to him. He goes, Nico Medved just gave us $900. Turns the phone, shows me the notification, and I just lost it. Like, that was the coolest thing I've ever had happen to me in my life. Like, that was insane.
And to confirm that, you saw his retweeting and all that. Happy to have you guys. It means so much to have us involved. We got a texter here from the 970. We'll ask you, Anthony. What does Medved's contribution mean to you guys?
Everything. It's like we were all lost for words right as we saw that, and it shows how much he is a genuine human being. He cares a lot about us as fans, us as people. He wanted us to be in Vegas to embody that Ram culture, the Ram pride, and like we bring the energy every single game, and he wants that out of us. He wants to keep that out of us. And it's just, it means everything to us, to be honest.
Well, I obviously a testament to you guys, but we talk about Coach Medved, a guy that gets it. And I'm not saying other coaches aren't out there saying, hey, we love our fans and all that stuff. But this is a coach that's like, essentially, I'm going to pay for you guys to be at the conference tournament because it gives us that much of a boost. What does that mean to you guys, Jason, when you look at it and say, this is a damn good basketball coach, a ridiculously good team that value what you guys are doing?
Yeah, it kind of just shows like it shows that we all know like he's a good coach, a really good coach, and just the fact that he would kind of just saw us out and was like, we need like more fans, we need fans like you guys to bring the like Anthony said, the Ram Nation, the Ram pride. Because it can add just that much of an advantage when you can hear, you got the fans in there. It also shows like how much he truly cares about the, CSU and the fans just as a whole, that he was willing to drop almost a grand, $900 to help us be able to go out and watch them and cheer for them.
Yeah.
It's a fan. It's a you guys are a group that set the tempo. Yeah. All right, Dallas. So what about this? Obviously, we know the Mountain West tournament's going to be absolutely nuts for you guys. It's going to be so much fun. It's such a neat story. You going to carry this on through football season? Are the Outlaws of Moby going to turn into the Outlaws of Canvas?
100%. There is no doubt in my mind. We may even change our name just to
just
the Outlaws.
For that season, yep.
And it would be amazing to see, you know, all of us just together at the football game. You know, we sat in the same section we did last year and we planned to do the exact same, 136 in the student section. And it was just crazy last semester, even, you know, with a subpar football season, it was still, you know, a blast with the guys. And so now that we can bring the whole, you know, Moby Madness to Canvas Chaos is huge for us. You know, we can't wait to do it.
It's something where, and we've talked about this on the show a lot, is, yeah, you can have a good football program, good basketball program, or mediocre or whatever, but ultimately creating that experience, that fan experience, is what it's going to be. And it does kind of start with you guys. Yeah, it starts with the coach and recruits and all those things. But Todd, I mean, you look at it, and do you almost feel like now that you've, because, I mean, you guys are getting a lot of attention, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's this extra, not necessarily pressure, but responsibility? You gotta show out for this Rams
team. Absolutely. I mean, it's a responsibility. Obviously, we're technically now public figures, so we actually, you know, keep that, you know, keep ourselves clean. But also, it's just we almost feel responsible to keep the student section. We're on defense. We need to stay loud. We need to get everyone hyped up. We need the energy to be there, because the energy from us will translate into the players and how they play. So I feel very responsible in keeping not only us fans in check, but also to keep sure, like, make sure that the players are feeling the energy and feel the support, and so that they can use that on the court or on the field.
Another texter here. What's the Outlaws' favorite or signature cheer? Do you have a favorite or signature cheer?
Ooh, I like the CSU. When we get the CSU going, when everyone's doing it at the same time, it's
especially when we're winning, and it's just the loud CSU. Yep. That one's pretty good.
I'm proud to be a CSU Ram.
Yeah, especially,
I have a vivid memory. I went to the Alabama CSU game in 2017, and when we got the entire CSU section in Brian Denny Stadium, CSU, it was one of my favorite memories as a CSU football fan.
Wow, that is so cool. Favorite basketball players? You got any favorite? Is there, or is it like the entire team? And that's, or do you have a favorite?
You can go through individual favorite players.
Yeah, let's go through it. Jason,
Jason,
Chandler Jacobs.
Chandler's your guy.
He interacts with, he'll interact with like all of us. You know, he'll talk to us. Chandler Jacobs is just a pretty cool guy.
Yeah,
Roddy, of course. I don't really think I have one favorite.
It's the problem when you start trying to go down and pick one. You find yourself going through the entire roster, right? Because they're all amazing guys and obviously sensational basketball players. So it does make it. But you said Chandler Jacobs first.
Yeah,
so we're going to go with that one. Dallas, what do you got?
For me, it would 100% be James Morris. Mm. Just everything about him, you know, holds himself to an extremely high standard.
He's getting that spin move going man.
He's got that massive
hook shot.
Especially the last like 4-ish games, he's been balling out like crazy, and it's amazing to watch, you know, this big, tall dude who, you know, started off extremely slow at the beginning of the season, started to ball out, and it's crazy to me, and I love watching him play.
It's fun. It's a testament to him, obviously, the coaching staff working with him throughout the course of the season. Todd, who's it going to be?
I'm going to probably go John Tanjay. Mm. I love to see when because he started a little slower in the season, but then he's been able just to drain threes, and it's just awesome to watch.
Prank him, John.
Prank him, John.
I think for me, I'm going to go with John Tanjay as well.
Okay,
I've always been behind him since his freshman year, and the way he's steadily improved year after year, his shot against San Diego State last season, this year dropped 31 on Oral Roberts, and it was just like that game alone. I was just like, this guy, he's just improving and improving, and I'd like to see him getting better and better as the seasons go along.
Well, guys, we're getting texts. This guy, Eastside Chris, says, Brady brings back memories. My group, we were known as the Newsome Wild Men. All right.
So you're awesome.
I'm not surprised.
That's awesome.
See, like, you're bringing out these old stories.
That's
you're probably inspiring some new stories. All right, last one for you. the team up north, they're kind of like, hey, why do you guys wear cowboy hats? That's our thing. And I guess my response to that, it was, I mean, it's Colorado. I mean, Weld County.
There's a reason we're called the Outlaws. Yeah,
right? I mean, I'm sorry, but Wyoming doesn't own cowboy hats. No, like, you can wear cowboy hats.
I guess if we were walking around with sticks, we might be taking their job, but I don't know.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I absolutely love it. You guys are great, man. This is so much fun. We got to get you back on the program at some point. I know you drove down here. You probably skipped a few classes. I will sign a note for you. Don't worry. I don't know if it'll count for anything, but I'll certainly sign one.
I'm good with that.
Hey, I told my professors I was going on the Brady Hole show. They were chill with it.
You guys are great, man. We got Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker, texting in right now.
Yes, Steve.
Loves these guys. Keep it up, boys. So, I mean, there's a lot of support out there. It's really cool.
I feel it.
Anything you guys want to add before we let you go?
I don't think so.
Go Rams.
Yeah, just go Rams.
Pretty simple right there. All right, we'll take a short break. We're going to do some selfies during the break. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Right,
definitely got to get that going.
Oh, yeah.
It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.